How's it going, guys? Welcome to the first episode of The Feminist Radar with me, your host, Ray. This is a bit exciting, isn't it? I decided to do a feminist podcast because, honestly, I've been doing absolutely nothing in quarantine. Like, I'm sure we're all pretty guilty of that. I've been pretty unproductive, and I thought, I've got to do something that will make a difference. Well, maybe even if it's just a slight difference, but that I also enjoy. So I was like, well, I like to talk a lot, as many people know, and I love feminism. I love studying it, I love researching it, I just love everything about it. So a feminist podcast seemed like a really good idea. So here we are. I've literally just got some makeshift microphone, which I bought for cheap, and my computer, and I'm just going to see how it goes, really. See what everyone thinks. But I'm actually hoping that at some point, I'll be able to get you guys, your guys' opinion on what we should talk about and different topics and issues that we could raise and those kind of things. So I'm thinking you could follow me on social media. Not that I'm plugging my social media or anything, but you could follow me on social media. My Instagram is Ray and then it's 0F Sunshines, like Ray of Sunshines, but with a zero. And you can go on there and I might put polls up about different topics you might want to hear about. And you can even message me and give me different topic ideas. So yeah, we should just probably get stuck right in today, to be honest. So today we're doing something, we're doing it about someone, right? And I've done a lot of research about this person. If you don't know her, her name is Caitlin Bennett, AKA the Kent State Gun Girl. Now, Caitlin Bennett, if you don't know her, is a 24-year-old American woman who became famous because she decided at her graduation she was going to open carry an AR-10 rifle and take pictures of it when she was graduating from Kent State University. And she did it, as she said, as a protest against uni policy barring students from carrying concealed weapons on campus. Now, this is how she became famous. She literally took a picture of herself on a university campus, open carrying an assault rifle. And if you don't see the problem in that, let me just give you some statistics. From 2009 to 2019, in 10 years, there was 180 school shootings in America, 356 victims of these school shootings. So there is clearly a problem with shootings on campus. And she decides to turn up to her graduation, open carrying an AR-10 rifle, a very powerful weapon, at her graduation. Which is just a way to make people feel unsafe. And the statistics, school shootings are increasing. She calls herself a big gun rights activist. You know, she's an advocate for anti-abortion and far-right social media personality. And she does these things, such as bringing a gun on campus, to get media attention and to increase her platform. So that was how she really became famous, was through this picture that she put on social media. And she's best known now for her show called Liberty Hangout, which she has a website and she also has a YouTube channel for it. And she goes to campuses and events such as Pride and goes and interviews people, asking them pretty evasive, pretty divisive, pretty discriminatory questions, to be honest, about different issues. And that's how she got her social media following. And she has a huge social media following, by the way. She has nearly 200,000 Instagram followers and I think nearly 300,000, if not more, Twitter followers. Now, she clearly has got an audience. There's a lot of people that will follow her, maybe because they really agree with her views or maybe because they really disagree with her views. And that, to me, is a problem because she has this huge platform where she can say these aggressive, kind of immoral, harmful views. And that scares me. But just to give you a bit of perspective about this, I'm going to talk about her Twitter. Because I don't really use Twitter. I think it's a place where people can basically put out information without actually backing up with any real evidence or information. And Caitlin Bennett is proof of this. She is living proof that Twitter is a place where information and supposed news gets put out when a lot of it is false information or misinformation. For example, she put out a tweet that said, this is just one of the many, many beautiful tweets she puts out. Honestly, I had to read through so many tweets, and I was just thinking the whole time, I must be losing my brain cells right now. There must be some brain cells that I've lost from reading through all this rubbish that she puts on her Twitter. And this one was one of my favorites, by the way, because this is just, it's just perfection. Perfection example of misinformation. So, okay, I'm going to read it. Hold on. Okay, in quotes, honestly, letting women vote in this country wasn't one of the best ideas. Females vote with emotion and overwhelmingly support democratic feel-good policies that take away our actual rights. Actual in capital letters, by the way. I'd rather lose my right to vote than lose my right to defend myself with a firearm. That is something that she actually tweeted. Now, obviously this is extremely sexist in a lot of ways, but let's just start off with the actual information she gives us here. She says that women vote with emotion, and by saying that, she's saying that people that vote Democrat, particularly women, are emotional people, and that women mostly vote for democratic policies, feel-good policies, as she puts them. But this isn't correct. Women don't, white women particularly, white women who make up a large proportion of the American electorate and of the population, they are the largest female group. White women are the largest female group in the electorate, and they vote more towards Republican. There is so many easy ways to get these statistics, by the way. You can literally look it up online and you can find these statistics. So 53% of white women voted for Donald Trump in 2016. And it wasn't just the last election. 56% voted Mitt Romney in 2012, and 55% voted for George W. Bush in 2004. So this isn't just a late trend. This has been happening for a while. Women, white women in America, vote for Republican candidates. And it's a pretty well-known fact, actually, that women have a little bit of a more conservative, particularly white women, have a little bit of a more conservative they are slightly more conservative in their thinking generally, particularly when it comes to family values, you know, protecting the state, protecting the economy, because they think that conservative values are more likely to help them because they're more traditional, they're better with the economy, all these things. So women are more likely to vote Republican. So immediately, she's got misinformation in this tweet that she's put out. She's saying women are more likely to support Democratic feel-good policies, but women aren't. Women are more likely to support Republican candidates than Democratic candidates. So how could they possibly be overwhelmingly support Democratic feel-good policies that take away our actual rights? That's just untrue. They don't. So from a quick Google search, you can find out that women's voting behavior isn't overwhelmingly Democrat. It's more towards Republican. There's more evidence to suggest that women are more likely to vote towards conservative policies, particularly when it comes to traditional values and economic values. And there's a lot of research to suggest this. And she's basically blatantly giving out misinformation. And then if you go into the second part of it, she's saying, I'd rather lose my right to vote than lose my right to defend myself with a firearm. And this, to me, just doesn't, it completely contradicts who she is as a person, because she has a political platform, right? She has all these viewers, she has this platform, and she uses it to get her political opinions across. She's a politicized person, she has strong political opinions, and the point is that women fought for the right to vote to have a political opinion. If she did not have her right to vote, she would not be respected for her political opinion. That's the end of it. So women basically fought for her to be able to have her, yes, outrageously wrong in a lot of senses, or in my opinion, or outrageously extreme opinions. Women fought for her to be able to have that. Otherwise, she wouldn't be able to have this platform that she has. She wouldn't have this audience that she has. She wouldn't even be able to vote for the policies that she wants.
She wouldn't even be able to vote in favor of gun rights. So her whole argument falls apart because she wouldn't be able to have these 300,000 people that she's tweeting this out to if women did not fight for her right to vote, because she now has the right to have an opinion on this matter, which before she didn't. No women did. You weren't allowed a political opinion. You were seen as not being educated enough. But she is allowed that. What women have fought for is how she's able to have the position she is in. Women fought for our right to vote. Women fought for our education. And she completely misses the mark with that. Anyway, that was one of the tweets that really, really enraged me, if you can't tell. But another tweet was regarding Brett Kavanaugh. Oh, Brett Kavanaugh. That's a whole other kettle of fish. But just to put it in perspective, she basically has a gun in a video on Twitter, and she is shooting a pumpkin that has the word feminism on it. Now, the caption for it is in regards to celebrating Brett Kavanaugh getting his nomination and securing his nomination to be part of the Supreme Court as a Supreme Court justice. And this is because, if you don't know, Brett Kavanaugh was in a big sexual assault scandal, and it was presumed there was a whole different argument and jury cases regarding whether he should be nominated to Supreme Court because of these accusations, and he managed to still secure it. So she is celebrating that, and she's basically saying that feminists are the reason that he are basically destroying his chances of that, and she's saying feminism needs to be destroyed by shooting a pumpkin. But clearly she has no idea about what feminism is. Clearly she just hasn't got a clue, because feminism is what has fought to empower women for her to be able to have her opinions. Women would not even be allowed to have a public platform like she has regarding politics if feminism wasn't around. She doesn't seem to understand that. She doesn't understand that the definition of feminism is the equal rights of men and women. She doesn't understand that. She doesn't get it. She just thinks that feminism is out to destroy her rights, her freedom rights, her gun rights, different rights that she thinks are more valuable to her. But feminism is the reason that she is allowed to do what she does. And she needs to understand that, but she doesn't. You know, she said that she believes feminism doesn't empower women, instead it arming yourself with a gun empowers like a woman. But that makes no sense. It just, honestly, her arguments make absolutely no sense, like whatsoever. Because I'm not sure, but surely in the past, women wouldn't have been in the military. Women probably wouldn't have been able to handle guns. Feminism is probably one of the reasons that she's able to openly carry that gun. Not openly carry, but a woman would be able to have a gun. Feminism is probably one of the reasons that she's able to do most of the things that she does. So, yeah, basically just her tweets are completely misinformed, uneducated, provocative, and they're stunts. They're political stunts. They're stunts to get her more following. But really, what we really want to dive into are the videos. Ugh, these videos, I've probably spent multiple hours, multiple days even, maybe even, I don't know, weeks, if there is that much footage, watching videos of Caitlyn Bennett. And I'm never going to get that time back. I'm really not. I'm never going to get all those hours I spent watching her back, because these videos are just nonsense. I'm just going to say to you, don't go watch her videos. If you really want to see her stuff, go and watch people reacting to her videos, because that does not give her then the money that she would get from those videos, and it also doesn't give her the views, doesn't give her the publicity, which is what she thrives off. So I would recommend just going to watch people's reactions, because also you'd save a lot of time, because these people's reactions show the best bits. And I ended up watching the full videos, and honestly, half of it is complete ramble, nonsense, rubbish, that just has nothing to do with the arguments she's trying to make, or I don't even think she is trying to make arguments in most of them. So my recommendation would be go and watch someone react to them. Don't go and watch her, because I don't want to give her the satisfaction of that. I actually did give her, I gave her views, and I do regret that a bit. So just don't do that. But we're going to talk about some of these videos, right? I've got a couple of the videos I want to touch on. The first one is called Trump supporter, looks for Valentine's date. And this video was at the University of Akron. I think that's how you say it. I'm sorry if I've got it wrong, Americans. I'm not sure. But she basically is on this campus with a guy called Joel Patrick. Now, okay, Joel Patrick is an African-American guy, but he's also an avid Trump supporter and friend of Caitlyn Bennett. And just to give you a bit of context, he doesn't believe that he's African-American. He just believes that he's American because he's never been to Africa. Those are words that literally came out of his mouth. You can go watch it. There's a video of it. He says, I'm not African-American because I've never been to Africa. Which is just so stupid. Seriously. Because clearly he has no idea why people are referred to as African-Americans. It's because of the heritage and the history of colonization. The colonization of African people to America through slavery. Which is how his ancestors will have gotten there. And it's a terrible thing that happened, but as an African-American, you were acknowledging the terrible thing that was slavery and colonization, because, you know, that history is long and needs to be remembered for the atrocities that happened during it. But just the idea that he thinks that African-American is because he thinks that African-American refers to him actually going to Africa. I was like, you don't, that's not even slightly correct. Come on, man. Like, you've got to realise at some point that these people are so dumb. Because he says, it's as if, it reminds me of that Vine, right? You know, where they're like, what's the weirdest Uber driver you've ever had? And the guy's like, I've never been to Uber Jabber. It's literally the same thing. It's like, I'm not African American because I've not been to Africa. It's so stupid. So that's just a bit of context of the guy. So basically, Joel Patrick and Caitlyn Bennett are on this campus. He's wearing a MAGA hat and a Trump sweatshirt, and it's Valentine's Day. And he's got roses, he's got balloons. I mean, I would have preferred chocolates. I think he had chocolates, actually. So, you know, that was always quite nice. But the point is that they're going around asking people, will they go out with him for Valentine's Day? Because he's wearing, they want people to say no, because he's wearing a MAGA hat and a Trump sweatshirt. And then they start bringing in the fact that it's Black History Month, which is just great. It's great to celebrate Black History Month, but don't use that. It was not relevant to the context. It wasn't that. So people would be like, I don't want to go out with him because he's a Trump supporter. And she'd be like, they'd be like, I'm a Democrat and he's a Trump supporter. And then Caitlyn Bennett would be like, but it's Black History Month. Do you not want to go out with him for Black History Month? As if it was racist. As if it was about him being Black. It was nothing to do with him being Black or African American. It was nothing to do with that. They just didn't want to date him. They just, point blank, he's a Trump supporter. They didn't want to date him. And the thing is this whole thing was just to get people to say no, to support her point that liberal people or left-wing people or Democrats are not tolerant and are not inclusive. Those are the two words she kept bringing up. Tolerant and inclusive. Those were the two words. She's like, but aren't you supposed to be tolerant? Aren't you supposed to be inclusive? And they were like, well, I see myself as tolerant and inclusive. And she's like, well, you're not being very tolerant and inclusive because you won't go out with a Trump supporter. And it's like, you can be tolerant and inclusive but not want to date someone because of their political opinions. Like, that's fine. You can still see yourself as tolerant and inclusive. Dating someone is completely different from being friendly with them or having a reasoned argument or reasoned debate with someone. You can be Democrat and intolerant, but you can also be Republican and intolerant or Republican and tolerant or Democrat. It doesn't matter, really. Like, the party doesn't make a difference. What makes a difference is, you know, her idea of what's inclusive and tolerant is that they're not inclusive and tolerant of Trump supporters. And honestly, I wouldn't want to date someone who's wearing a MAGA hat and a Trump sweatshirt. And that's not just because they're a Trump supporter, it's because they're clearly, their most of their personality is made up by the fact that they support Trump. You can tell just by what they're wearing, they support Trump. And I wouldn't want to have to deal with that. But the cherry on top of the cake, right, to me, was something that she said, which was, I have the black guy on my side. And that's quote unquote, I have the black guy on my side. And her argument a lot is that these people, one of the things that happens is one girl says, did Caitlyn Bennett pay you to wear that to Joel Patrick? And she's like, oh, you're saying that he can't have his own opinion because he's black? Because he doesn't have an autonomous opinion because he's black? But then she literally calls him the black guy and the black friend. She barely ever calls him his actual name. It's always the black guy, the black friend. So he is literally that token, I hate this phrase, by the way, the token black guy. It's the same as having a token gay friend or token whatever. He is her token black guy that she can use to put forward her opinion and her argument and promote her political agenda. It's not anything to do with him being her friend. He is there as a prop. He's there as a tool for her. And she's suggesting these people are racist because, number one, it's Black History Month and they won't date him. Number two, he can't have his own opinion because he's black and a Trump supporter. And therefore, all these people are racist. But she is the racist one, not them. And I've seen multiple times in different videos her saying, well, I'm not racist, show me the proof that I'm racist. Well, I've got the proof, Caitlyn Bennett. I have the proof. You want to see the proof, babe? I have it. Here is some proof. Here's my segment. Here is some proof that Caitlyn Bennett is a racist. Because I do my research unlike her. Here is proof that Caitlyn Bennett is a racist. Right, here we go. Number one. She has said in a tweet that 6 million Jews couldn't have died in the Holocaust. Yeah. Honestly, she is extremely anti-Semitic. Not only has she said that, this was, by the way, as in response to a poll she put up asking if you think the Holocaust actually happened. And someone said, well, do you think it happened? And she said, well, 6 million Jews couldn't have died, which is implying that even if the Holocaust did happen, it was overplayed or the figures were inflated and that many people didn't die, which is already just historically inaccurate. There is extreme amounts of evidence to suggest that 6 million Jews did die in the Holocaust and that the Holocaust did happen. For all those Holocaust deniers out there, please just go and do your research. That many people did die. So that's just the first part of it. But more proof that she's anti-Semitic is that her personal messages on a friendship group were released. And in these messages, she basically used the triple parentheses. Now, if you don't know what the triple parentheses is, or it's also called triple brackets or the echo, that is basically an anti-Semitic thing created by an alt-right group in which you can identify someone with a Jewish background. And it was to do with something to do with the long history of Jews and the damage done to Jews in that long history, but that it's basically an anti-Semitic thing used by neo-Nazis and alt-right groups. And you can look it up on Wikipedia, and she consistently uses it in messages on this group chat, consistently, just regarding different people, like different people that would argue against her and were Jewish. She would put that person's picture on the group chat and say stuff in triple parentheses, basically implying that she has these people are arguing with her because they are Jewish. And it's just completely anti-Semitic, to be honest. And she's not just anti-Semitic, she's also offensive towards Native Americans as well. On Halloween, she went to a college campus. I think it could have been Ohio State, actually. But she went to a college campus dressed in a stereotypical Native American Red Indian costume. And she did it, and she went around interviewing people to cause a problem. She was saying, on Halloween, I should be able to wear this. But it's just a complete stereotype. And she was arguing with Native American people about it, who were saying they found it a stereotype and offensive. She was saying these outlandish things about, you know, the stereotype and her being able to wear what she wanted. But it's just insensitive to these groups.
So if she wanted proof, there is your proof, Caitlin Bennett. There is multiple proof evidence that you are a racist. You are a racist. She's also said that she identifies as a woman of colour. And it was just basically diminishing women of colour and diminishing anybody that identifies as a different gender expression. It was basically just her being horrendous about these groups. And she, there is your evidence. There is multitudes of evidence that she is a racist. So, Caitlin Bennett, you've just been schooled, babe. You've just been schooled. We have proof. You don't like to use proof for your arguments because you just like to make arguments without any evidence or checking your research. But there's the proof. I have it. So there you are. But basically, that was the video. And I just found it outrageous that she was using Black History Month and a token black person, basically, as they would say in quotations, a token black person to make her arguments. But that was just one video, because there's many, many more that we're going to discuss. Well, there's many more. We're only going to discuss a few, but oh God. The next one we did, which guys, this one really took it out of me. This one really got me good. The only good thing about these videos is watching people actually give reasoned arguments back and her fumbling. And this one was one of those ones which was just, it was just stupid. The nonsense that comes out of her mouth. The nonsense, it's hard to deal with. It's hard to process. My brain feels frazzled when I watch these kind of things because she just doesn't make any sense. So it was called College Students Have No Morals. Brilliant title, snappy, love it. And it was basically at the University of Kentucky, and it was regarding trans people being able to safely use bathrooms and have sanitary products provided for them. So what she was going around asking was, because the university was changing, many universities recently have changed their policies, meaning that tampons and pads would be provided for trans men in the men's bathrooms, and that things like urinals would be provided in women's bathrooms. And my university has gender-neutral bathrooms with which all genders can go into, which I think is a great thing. It doesn't bother me at all. There's sanitary products in there, and it means that anyone can use them. And she was going around saying, do you believe that there should be urinals in women's restrooms for women who have penises? Which already, just off the mark, is just offensive. And then said, what about sanitary products and, you know, tampons and pads in men's restrooms for men that have periods? And her argument was basically that, you know, men can't have periods because they're not a man, because they're biologically not a man. But she was also trying to make an argument that women wouldn't feel safe in bathrooms with, you know, trans women in them if they... I remember hearing a lot of stuff a while back, which is about women not feeling safe, feeling like predators might come in, saying that they're trans women, which to me just is... I kind of understand why people might say something like that, but they're completely wrong, and this is why. Trans people have to go through so much discrimination, animosity, judgment, social judgment. They have to go through so much, and also medical issues. They get body dysmorphia, mental health problems, physical transitioning, physical problems that come from being transgender. Now, nobody in their right mind would put themselves through that if they were faking it. No one would pretend that they are a trans person, because it's very difficult to be a trans person. It shouldn't be, but it's a very difficult thing. It's difficult because it's not something that people really understand. It's not something that people are really educated on. If you've not been through something yourself, you tend to not be able to understand where these people are coming from. That tends to be the problem with a lot of things like race, gender, sexuality, is that because people don't experience it, they don't get it. And because trans people are, you know, it's quite a small percentage currently of people that are openly trans, that kind of thing, it's difficult for people to understand it. It's difficult for people to understand why they need to go in there. And so they might get scared. They might get scared of, you know, thinking, they don't understand, they don't educate themselves that how difficult it is to be trans.
And so this idea that people are going to pretend to be trans to come into the women's bathroom to spy on women is just ridiculous. I've never had that fear in a gender-neutral toilet, and I never will. I don't even get scared when there's actual men in that toilet. Because although, you know, things could happen, most of the time, I'm not afraid. I trust that, you know, the universe is going to protect me, those kind of things. And I think it's absolutely outrageous to think that trans women would attack you. Or someone would even dress up as, or pretend to be a trans woman to attack you. To me, it's stupid. It's a stupid argument. It's a stupid argument that's made. And that's kind of the argument that she tries to use. But that's not what she's saying. She's basically saying that you can't be trans. Trans people don't exist. You are, whatever your biological sex is what your gender is, and that's that. You're either a man or a woman. That is what she's arguing. She gives a very roundabout way of saying it, but that is what she's arguing. She's saying men can't have periods. But the best thing about it is that all these people disagree with her. There's barely anyone that agrees with her. Most people disagree with her. And most people do it very politely, or they listen to her and then leave. The funny thing is people's expressions. They're just like, what is this girl talking about? Why is she even asking me this? She's like, don't you think there's something wrong with men having periods? And the guys were like, no. No. I guess some guys have periods and that's okay. And then she's just like, well, there you are, ladies. If you want to use your bathroom, you can't use it safely because anyone can use them. And they're like, yeah, that's basically what we're saying. And it's just, to me, it baffles me that she would even post these videos. It's embarrassing for her, in my opinion. Does she actually think that she looks like she's in the right? Because she doesn't. She doesn't look like she's in the right. She actually looks like these people are just like, you're insane. Why are you even asking this? None of your arguments make sense. Her editors must really hate her. Her editors must hate her because she always comes across looking so bad, in my opinion. She looks so dumb in these videos. And they keep in clips where she looks stupid. And I'm like, whoever is her editor must be like pretending that they're some right-wing person when really they're some proper Democrat who hates her guts and is editing her videos and laughing. Because she looks stupid. She does. But that was one that, you know, she put up. And that was actually one of the more early ones that I watched because I only learned about Caitlin Bennett not that long ago. I'd heard a bit about her, but I only started properly researching her a few months. It was more than a few months ago. Quite a while back now. Quarantine, you lose all the days. But, you know, that was one of the first ones I think I watched. And I just remember thinking, who is this girl? Who is this girl? Who is this absolutely mental girl? I have no idea who this girl is, honestly. I don't even think she exists. I think she's an enigma. I don't think she actually exists. I think she's a robot. She's a robot created by Donald Trump to go and put out his messages. Her tweets sound like Donald Trump's tweets. That's the thing. It's quite funny. But let's move on from that and let's talk about the thing that I think that she's most famous for, which is her appearance at Ohio State University. Now, I feel like if you haven't heard of her yet, you might have heard about this, even if you're not exactly sure who she is. Because sometimes when I mention this, people are like, oh, her. Because recently, not that long ago, a few months back, she went to Ohio State University and she was bombarded by students very quickly. Very quickly, the students at Ohio State mobilized themselves and went to stop her, basically using their freedom of expression, using their freedom of assembly, to basically tell her to get off their campus. Which, well done, Ohio State University students, yes. Like, seriously. Mobilize yourselves quickly, assemble, use your freedoms to do that, and do it well. And they did it well. My God, they did it well. And she basically claimed that it was a riot. She said it was a riot. She said they were throwing stuff, which, honestly, yeah, in some of the videos, you see them throwing toilet paper, which the reasoning to that we are going to come back to very soon. Trust me, you're going to want to hear this. But they were also throwing, I did see a video of people throwing water bottles at her truck when she was leaving. They were not hard throws. It wasn't like anything was going to get damaged. It was, and she claimed that they were throwing hot coffee all over her, like burning hot coffee, and also projectiles, which there was no evidence of this. There's no video showing it. If she got hot coffee poured on her, then she'd be burnt. She'd be probably taking pictures of it. There's no evidence of this. So she says it's a riot. There's people bombarding her. They're shouting a lot. They're saying stuff like, they're just chanting, trying to get her to shut up. People are arguing with her. People are shouting. And yes, while I say throwing stuff's not the best, you know, nothing was thrown that was going to hurt her. Like, toilet paper, babes, it's soft, it's comfy, it ain't going to hurt you. It's probably double ply, let's be honest. Triple ply, who knows? So she was fine. She claimed it was a riot. She asked Trump to take away the funding from the unis like this that, in her words, harbour terrorists. Yes, she actually referred to them as terrorists. She's actually insane. So she said that, and then she also blamed the Ohio University police for not protecting her, and she called them out on Twitter. However, firstly, she didn't tell anybody she was coming. She didn't tell the police. She didn't tell anyone she was coming. She brought a bodyguard with her, but she didn't tell the police she was going to come. So how could they have known to protect her? When students mobilise quickly, how are they supposed to know to protect her if she doesn't tell them that she's coming? She knows that she's a public person with a lot of people that hate her. She was probably going to get a response like this. But they didn't know she was coming. They may have put better things in place to protect her, as she likes to say, because she needed protection, even though she open carries guns. She needs protection, and she had a bodyguard. She had a bodyguard, and yet she still needed protection. Oh, and Joel Patrick was there as well. Of course he was. Her friend that's not really her friend was also there. And she was saying, they need to protect me. But they couldn't because they didn't know. But she also didn't need protection because when the police did get there, they said, and they in a report, they said, there's no injuries, no violent outbreaks. They're just exercising their First Amendment rights as you do. And it did not rise to a level of a riot. That is what the report said that the University of Ohio State University police put out. They said there was no riot, no violent outbreaks, no injuries. She was fine. So pretty much she was inciting hatred for left-wing people, saying they're violent, they're rioters, they're terrorists, all this. But as the police said, they were just using their freedom of expression, their freedom of speech, their freedom of assembly, which is their constitutional right. And as someone who clearly defends constitutional rights with gun laws, with freedom of speech, surely she should understand that people are allowed to do that. Because she does it all the time. She says horrible things to people. She uses her freedom of speech to assault people. And they're just doing the same thing back. So practice what you preach. Come on. Don't contradict yourself, which is what she did. She contradicts herself all the time. But let's talk about the toilet paper. Because this is... Ugh, I hope you're still around listening to this for this part, because this is the icing, this is the cherry on top of the cake. This is the creme de la creme. The reason that they were throwing toilet paper at her was because apparently Caitlyn Bennett defecated herself at a fraternity party. Oh yeah, actually true story. She did. There is evidence, I have seen it. The girl defecated herself at a fraternity party. And this got around very quickly. Once she got a bit of a political platform, it spread. And it gets brought up in pretty much every single video that she does. Someone will come up to her and be like, aren't you that girl that pooed herself at a fraternity party? And she gets so embarrassed every time it gets brought up. And she tries to she stumbles around, she fumbles on it. And it's just hilarious. Because honestly, right, I understand sometimes when you're drunk and you're at a party, your bowels and, you know, sometimes your body doesn't really work properly. And I can see how that might happen. However, I'm so glad it happened to her. I'm just so glad about it. Because now, every time she goes anywhere, every time she does any video, it gets brought up and it's, there's nothing she can do to argue about it. She just kind of stumbles and pretends that it didn't happen. And these Ohio State University students were throwing toilet paper at her, to telling her to wipe her poo up, basically. Sorry to be a bit disgusting about it, but that is literally what they were saying was, you pooed yourself at a fraternity party, here's some toilet paper to wipe it up. Which is just the best comeback you could ever use. Because she's not going to listen to your political opinions. She is not going to listen to them. She's not going to listen to your arguments. But the one thing that she can't get away from is the fact that she defecated herself at a fraternity party. And that is just my favourite fact ever. That's how you're going to defeat Caitlin Bennett, is using that argument. Because the weirdest thing, right, this is why I think her editor is some sort of left-wing democratic spy kind of person. I don't know, just a jokester, probably some like computer whiz who is just some prankster. Because the clips of people asking her whether she defecated herself at this fraternity party stay in her videos. They're in her videos. They're in her Liberty Hangout video. Why on earth would you keep those clips in? What in your right mind would go, yeah, I'm going to keep that clip in where someone tells everybody that I pooed myself at a party? If it was me, that stuff would be edited right out. You would not find that in any of my videos, because she's going to look an absolute idiot. She's basically telling the world that she pooed herself at this fraternity party. Does she think that makes herself look good? I am highly confused by it. Why keep it in? Why keep it in there? I don't get it. Can someone please explain that to me? I just don't understand. Her editor is definitely pranking her, 100%. Her editor is a god, whoever you are. We love you. We support you. Keep pranking, because no one would keep that in. No one. But that's basically what happened at Ohio State. They threw toilet paper at her, told her to wipe her bum, and then she said it was a riot. That doesn't sound like a riot to me. That sounds like the most funny prank I've ever heard. So, yeah. Basically, what we're going to talk about now is just, let's conclude all this, because I've been talking for quite a while. Let's bring it all together. Caitlin Bennett thrives off people hating her. In her Instagram, it literally says, monetize the haters, in her Instagram bio. She makes money and she gets public appearances and public opinion, and she's in the news and she's in the media because she says these things. I don't think she believes half the things she says. I really don't. I think she says stuff because she knows it's divisive. She knows it's going to get a rise out of people. She knows she's going to get good content from it, and therefore she does it. She gets views. Look at all the followers she now has from these publicity stunts, like having an AR-10 rifle on campus, like going to Ohio State University and having people swarm her, like going on to Pride and being provocative to make people focus on her. And in numerous videos, including the Pride one, which I didn't talk about, but you know, there's many videos that can be discussed. And in other videos as well, when people start coming over to her and start shouting at her, she goes, look at all my fans. Look at all these people. Look at all the money I'm going to make. Look at all these people that hate me. It's great. Because she knows this is how she made her money. It's the exact same as someone like Perez Hilton or these people that make money from drama and from bringing other people down and from saying things that are horrible and outrageous and extreme, because they know people are going to react. And that's how she's winning. And I'm kind of doing it now. I'm giving her the time of day. I'm making a podcast about her. I'm telling people about her. People are probably going to go now and have a look at her profiles. I urge you, don't follow her. Don't tweet her. Don't watch her videos. As I said, if you want to watch stuff, then go on the news or watch people react, etc. But she thrives off it. It's how she makes her money. It's how she gets her public appearances. It's how she's a public figure. And really, the best way to deal with her is to just not give her any attention at all. If we all decided to blacklist her, just pretend she doesn't exist, then she wouldn't have a platform. While I completely agree debate and arguments is good, with people like this, you can't debate and argue. You can't debate with her because she doesn't listen. She wants to make you react. She wants you to react badly. It's the exact same as the Valentine's Day thing. She wanted people to say that it was because he was wearing Trump stuff. And she wanted to make them seem as racist because that's how she gets her support. That's how she gets her viewers. Not only does she get people that hate her, she also gets viewers that agree with her and love her and think her opinions are right because she's able to get these reactions from people. So the only way to really defeat her is to stop giving her the attention. However, I'm extremely guilty of that right now. I'm giving her the attention. And I do think in the age of social media, it's hard not to give people these attention. And I do think it's also good to tell people your opinions and debate with them. So while I say don't give her the time of day, don't give her the views, you know, I know that she is going to get that time of day, and she's probably going to be a public figure for quite a while because she does these outrageous things. It's that same thing as Trump. He does outrageous things. He's in the media. It's how he won the presidential election. So basically, while she can't be ignored, but we should, I urge you to try. And I also think we should leave this podcast, finish it on this moral. All I will say to you is, don't be a Caitlyn Bennett. Please, for the love of God, do not be a Caitlyn Bennett. We don't need any more of them in the world. I guess I'm kind of like a Caitlyn Bennett, but like the opposite opinions. Except for, I don't think I'm that hateful. Maybe I am, I've got no idea, but I'm going to say, don't be a Caitlyn Bennett. Oh my God, I'm now just thinking of myself as a Caitlyn Bennett, but like a left-wing one. Oh my God. Just don't be a Caitlyn Bennett. That is the moral of the story. That is what I'm going to end this podcast on, because I've been talking for way too long now. And I have no idea how many of you are still listening, but if you are, please don't be a Caitlyn Bennett. Anyway, I'm kind of hoping to do this at least twice a month, maybe even more. Have guests on, you know, talk about specific current affairs. As I said earlier, if you want to follow me on social media and give me suggestions, that'd be great. And honestly, thanks for sticking around and listening. I think this is going to be quite fun. I enjoyed this. I don't know about you guys, but I love getting riled up about things. I love researching it as well. I love researching these kind of things. So I've enjoyed it, and I hope you guys have too. But I hope you'll tune in next time on The Feminist Radar with me, your host, Ray. And yeah, you know, thanks for listening. Thanks for everything. Yeah, and don't be a Caitlyn Bennett. Okay. See you later, guys. Signing off.